where you talk all about the Sacramento real estate market. Let's get started right now. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about new homes and new home communities, pros and cons, and all that kind of fun stuff. Let's get going.
Number one YouTube channel for all real estate news regarding Sacramento and the surrounding areas. So if that's you, hit that subscribe button and that bell. We'll bring you bi-weekly content. We also go live every Wednesday at 5:30. So tune in, let's get going, and let's talk a little Sacramento right now.
All right, what's up, guys? So today I'm going to have a guest. Sam Golovi is going to be popping in. He has a little bit of slow internet connection problem, but we're going to be talking back and forth regarding new home builds. As everyone knows, this channel, a lot of the videos on this channel are related to new homes. And so for the most part, you know, we kind of wanted to make sure that we were addressing a lot of the questions people had as far as new homes, communities, and all that kind of stuff. New homes are basically the it thing right now in the market. And if you know, and if you follow this channel, you'll know that one of the things I tell people all the time is that if you're thinking about buying a new home, the best time to do it is prior to the models being built. There are some secrets and tricks and all that kind of fun stuff as well. We're going to talk a little bit about that as well. But for the most part, new homes are kind of where it's at. So if you guys have any questions regarding new home purchases in Sacramento real estate market, we're talking Elk Grove, El Dorado Hills, Roseville, Rockland, you name it. And I'll give you a little bit of feedback on it. Last year alone, I closed around, I don't know, maybe 20, 25 new homes. Pretty much every single builder on the planet, even back in the days when actually Lennar was actually giving a co-op, and I did that over at Essentia. So I kind of know my ins and outs of all the new home developments. Right now, in my opinion still, and I had a big conversation with Sam this morning about it, is I do think that you're going to see a lot of building, a lot more building happening in our area. Probably this year alone, you could probably see about maybe 20 new communities pop up, which is really, really going to be fun for people who like the new homes. But the biggest thing right now on people's minds, I guess you can call it, is the idea that with interest rates rising, is it too much of a gamble at this point to jump in to the new home market? I mean, let's say you, for example, decide on a brand new home at Toll Brothers and you're waiting 12 months for the home to be built. Is it something at this point in time, is it worth the gamble, right? Is it worth like waiting for that home? What are interest rates going to be like in a year, 6 months, 8 months, even 4 months? We don't know right now. Everything's been going really crazy with interest rates. Now, a lot of people who don't know the new home industry for the most part, might not know what I mean, but for the most part, when you're working with new homes, you can lock about 30 days prior to closing your home. You need a close letter and then you can lock in the rate. So what a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, if you, let's say you go to Richmond American, Oprah Stone Bluff, one of my like communities I love, and you go over there and you say, hey, look, I want one of your new homes. You can't lock in the rate until 30 days before the home is actually built. And this is going to become a lot more of a problem right now in our market because interest rates are just fluctuating like crazy. They're going up. People are a little bit freaked out. I do, though, see new homes right now kind of hurting a little bit. You know, I just think that the gamble could be a little bit more than people are willing to look at. I think that even probably within this year's time, I don't see interest rates going down. So where are they going to go? They're either going to plateau or they're going to go up. And everyone that I know is saying that they're going to go up. So that's definitely a big negative on the new homes. Okay. Big con for me is massive delay due to shortage, in my case, rushed subpar finishings. Yeah, and that's the thing too. Okay, so as far as these delays go, it's just been one of those things that's just been absolutely nuts. And we're going to bring on Sam Golovi right now. And hold on, let me see if I can get him on here. Sam, how are you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh man, you're echoing like crazy right now.
Trying to get these AirPods to work.
I know. So what do you think about the new home market?
Sorry, one second. I'm having some technical difficulties here.
All right, we'll flip it back. When you're ready to go, just let me know. All right. Sorry about those technical difficulties, but we are going live and bringing it to you live and all that kind of stuff. So we just want to make sure that, you know, we're giving you a transparent opinion on exactly what's happening with new homes. So right now, the biggest thing is interest rates and exactly like if they're increasing. Man, this is brutal. Sam, you okay? You might have to just take off the AirPods and just go directly for, it's going to be about audio. Okay. Better? Sam, are you there?
Can't hear.
No, no. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Take one off and put on a little bit of the volume on the laptop. Put one in. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Oh, man. That is just horrible.
Let's do it this way. Let's see if this works.
How you doing? All right, man. I got to boot you. Technical difficulties, guys. All right. All right, man. We tried, man. All right, let me see real quick. We're going to go back here, and we are going to say bye, Sam. Man, technical difficulties. Okay, sorry about that, guys. Okay, let's continue with the new home stuff. I was trying to bring on Sam as well because he does a lot of new home sales, and him and I always kind of like bounce ideas off each other as far as interest rates going up, about communities that are on the hunt. His channel is a really good one also in the Sacramento real estate market as far as if you're looking for new home communities. And he focuses a lot on everything from luxury to affordable communities like I do. The newest one right now that's breaking ground is in Rancho Cordova by Richmond American. That's the latest and greatest one. And like I tell people all the time, the biggest thing is if you are going to go with the new homes, try to get in there before the models are built. A little trick I tell people this too is the fact that some of the models you're going to see might be named something else, but it might be at a community in another city, another area. And it might be worth the drive to take a look at it. I know that one community, Taylor Morrison in Saratoga, just blew up because a lot of people were taking a look at the models over at Fittyman Farms for Taylor, and they fell in love with the Chloe Steaks, I think it is, over in Saratoga, and they pulled the trigger. So that's a little bit of a trick. Now, the biggest thing right now is like what we're talking, one of the hugest cons is the massive delay shortages. And the thing where they really get you on this one, and this is, you know, just completely transparent on this, is the fact that, you know, when you work with a builder, they're not going to really be able to guarantee a time delivery on your house. I've heard of people being delayed like 1 month to all the way to 6 months to 7 months. And the delays are huge. And to be totally honest, like no one knows, you know, what's going to happen in the next 3 months. We could have a huge window shortage or paint shortage or whatnot. But because materials right now are either incredibly high or hard to get, these shortages tend to impact everyone. For example, if you have a release date of, let's say, next month, you know, you're like, oh man, we're already coming close to the 5 interest rates, but all of a sudden they delay it out 3 more months, you could be probably even over 5. And, you know, the builders don't really take that much responsibility for it. It's not like there's a whole lot they can do, but for the most part, there's nothing anyone can do. You're just going to be stuck with a higher interest rate. Now, a lot of people always bring up the locking of the rates or what you can do, how far out. And that's definitely something you can do. But, you know, at the same time, that's going to come with a price. All right, we got Sam back. All right, hold on for 1 sec. Let me see if I can get Sam here. All right. Hold on. Boom. All right. Hey, Sam, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, man?
When in doubt, go to your phone, right?
I know. That's exactly what I did.
Yeah, I know.
So I apologize about that.
Nah, it's all good, man. Steve Jobs, thank you for the iPhone. It always gets the job done in the clutch. Okay, so we're talking interest rates. We're talking new homes. We're talking about we'll start the conversation here and we'll take this where it takes us. Right now, the biggest thing on people's minds are, okay, if I pull the trigger on a new home, let's say it takes me 4, 6, or even Toll Brothers length, maybe a year to build the house. Is that something right now that it's worth gambling with the interest rates? For me, I think it's an individual choice, of course. I don't think I don't see them within a year's time going down. And it's scary. You know, I actually got a call from a friend of mine who works over at a new home company over in Linda, California. Not giving away too many names. But he basically was like, well, no, he called me up and he's like, look, you know, one of the people you put in contract, you know, it's getting, it might be a little harder because interest rates are getting up there. And, you know, those are conversations that builders are going to have to make with people that are in contract. You know, if your house is being delayed or if you're going to be getting it sometime in the next 2 to 3 months and you barely qualified for the house, and all of a sudden interest rates are going up, that just means you might not qualify for the house that you've been waiting for so long. What do you think of this gamble?
Well, it's a hard one. I think that we were all kind of expecting rates to hit maybe 4% by the end of the year. And now we're seeing them in the low fours, even into the mid fours. So it's pretty aggressive growth, how quickly it happened. So I think it to hit 5% wouldn't be crazy by the end of the year.
I know. Everyone's saying that now. And the funny part is, like you said, everyone was thinking, oh, we're going to hit fours maybe sometime towards August, maybe summertime or something. And it just surged, right? It just, boom, all of a sudden popped up. We're in the fours and everyone's kind of used to it. Boom. I mean, my thinking that, you know, towards the end of the year, we'll be in the low fives and people will kind of be used to it. I don't know what that's going to do to demand. That's another huge thing to think about too. Like, okay, let's say you jump into a new home, you know, you might want a pre-owned or a resale home because of the backyard and everything too, and you're waiting on it. And then all of a sudden come November or even October, and all of a sudden more inventory is on the market. And then you're like,
yeah, exactly.
Man, you know, I was waiting for this new home. I bought it because there was low inventory, and lo and behold, October rolls around. The housing market isn't as brutal as it was during summertime. And I could get a house that I probably originally would have taken from the get-go. Like, there's a lot of factors that plays into right now the new home market as far as the future of it, you know, as far as people willing to gamble on a 8-month escrow. And it's just one of those things that I'm seeing more and more. Okay. But like I said, like if you follow Sam's channel, which I do, and you guys should definitely subscribe to it. He's got some awesome videos. Let me see. No.
How's the audio, by the way? I am
audio
so sorry,
is
guys.
Better. Now, if you watch Sam's video, he always goes like Sacramento's hottest builds, new homes. And he is just crushing with all the new home stuff going around. So, Sam, what are you thinking as far as your – give me your top three pros as far as new homes.
Top three pros. New communities. So that offers typically new schools coming in or already have been coming in. So schools is a huge factor in newer areas. Generally speaking, those will be good schools, right? That's just like a rule of thumb. New schools, new teachers coming in, higher productivity, I guess. Older schools kind of start weighing down. That's just the thing we've been seeing here in Sacramento. So schools, newer community, and then also you don't really have to worry about the, you know, the things to fix. Dry rot on the home can be super expensive. You know, worrying about your water heater, your AC, everything is typically covered for even at least a year. Some builders offer longer warranties. So with that, it's pretty nice because not having to really foresee those extra costs coming up after buying the home 6 months or a year into it can be a huge relief for some people. And the third one I would have to say is, especially here in like Roseville, Rockland, a lot of these communities are building in trails in between the communities, which I really enjoy. So you have a lot of these biking, walking trails, and a lot of the clients that have been contacting me lately want access to those as well. So I would say that's pretty nice to have in your newer community.
All right. I'm going to knock out my three. Number one is, I think that with the new homes, the floor plans are better. There's more utilized square footage. I can't tell you how many times I've walked into a house that was maybe 1,800 square feet and swore that house was 2,400 square feet.
All the time.
It's amazing. Like, open concept, you got high ceilings, and you're saying to yourself, like, this is not 18. And I'm literally walking outside looking at the thing going, okay, 1,800, where? It's just the flow of the houses, the open concept, high ceilings, the way that the houses are designed, it's just really, really sleek, modern, and they know how to use the space. And a lot of the older homes, you have like these weird areas or these areas
everything
are like
is boxed in.
Yeah, totally boxed in. So I definitely love the flow. Number two, energy efficient. I think that with energy prices on the rise, way up there, you know, Sam's going to be buying himself a Tesla later on this year.
But honestly,
energy efficient. I mean, honestly, power bills are out of control, even with SMUD, right? Electrical, you know, electricity, gas, and everything too. Having these energy efficient homes, good insulation, built well. If you go with Beazer, you got the double wrap from the outside. I do very much like that. And I got to go with what you said too, as far as like the new communities. Sure, no one likes Melrose. No one likes that. No one likes to pay anything extra. We don't like it.
No.
But in Sacramento, like Sam mentioned, Sacramento isn't a really big believer in like reinvesting in schools. You know, you'll see some areas that have older schools and there's not a whole lot of money going into it. We build new schools. That's what we do in our market. You look at areas like Granite Bay, great schools over there, almost brand new. Lincoln's going to have some new schools too. And so, you know, areas like Lincoln are going to be exploding, in my opinion, because of all the new building, all those Melrose going in, you know?
Yeah, I've been telling people Lincoln, I think, is the next hotspot. A lot of people pay attention to Roseville, Rockland. Those are maybe the names that they see and hear more often. But 12 Bridges Lincoln is going to explode.
I'm loving Lincoln. Loving Lincoln, Lincoln.
I know. I would live there. 100%. Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing for me. When I was looking to buy too, I was like, you know, Lincoln was definitely on my choice, right? And I'm looking at Lincoln. My father-in-law lives in like Gold River. My wife's family lives in Gold River. We're at school in Gold River. And for me as a realtor, I was like, all right, Lincoln is great. The only negative of Lincoln though is if you're in Lincoln, you are kind of far removed from everything. Your market has to be more like the Rockland, Roseville kind of area, and then Lincoln and above. So for me, that was the only negative. But 12 Bridges, like you hit it on the nail. I mean, like great new building, great location, brand new high school, brand new schools being built there. If you're a big fan of Whitney Ranch, it's like 10, 15 minutes away if you go to like Saratoga or Cahav over there. No, great community, great community. What do you think of West Roseville?
So I like West Roseville. I will say depends where you land in West Roseville. It feels a little bit on the outskirts of town, you know, and you kind of have to drive quite a bit to actually get to central shopping in Roseville. Yeah. We're talking about like the Costco, Galleria Mall, that kind of stuff. Depending where you land in West Roseville, you can still be driving at least 15 minutes or more to get there, and depends on traffic, right? So that's the one downside. The positive is there's a ton of new construction. So there's options. And you can get a brand new home right now, like in the low 600s around there, no problem, you know?
Yeah.
So it offers some benefits with that. But then also, the schools are great. There's new schools. There's even that West Park High School, brand new state-of-the-art high school. So if schools are important, I would say it definitely fits the bill on that.
Okay, so okay, hold on. Sam, you and I had an offline communicate, like a little talk about that. And you're telling me that D.R. Horton in West Roseville, right? How many offers did they receive? Competition is fierce, guys.
Yeah, so check this out. D.R. Horton Express, obviously they came out with really low pricing. I was selling some over there to clients under 500,000. And we're talking like homes 1,550 square feet to over 1,900 square feet. And, you know, they were under 500 for a little while. People found out about them. D.R. Horton started doing this offer implementation. So like a regular market, they'll release 5, 6, 7, 8 homes. And then they say, hey, bring your offers. Last time they released 8 or 9 homes and they had over 100 offers come in overall. So that's like on average over 10 offers per home. So it's basically the resale market. It's crazy.
But I mean, okay, here's the thing though, like West Roseville, Roseville, whatever. If someone comes up to you and goes, hey, I'm looking for Roseville, 4-bedroom, 2-bath, under 600. You're like,
it's a good choice.
But I mean, honestly, like where else in Roseville are you looking? Like there's no, as far as I know, there's like nothing really, I'd say in that range, you might be looking maybe Antelope-ish. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Well, you know, I will say D.R. Horton also has Balboa. But they don't have backyards. They're like the patio style backyards. There's a small HOA, but those are like in the mid to high 400s at this point.
Interesting. Another area.
So
too,
it's still possible.
It's possible.
It's possible, but it's, you know, people can get kind of frustrated because they like that price. But then once they offer once or twice on a new build, they're like, why am I paying 20 grand over? You know, I thought the new build route was a sign in, as long as I'm pre-approved, it's good to go. But that's just not the case over there anymore. So I'm telling people, like, get prepared for real aggressive offers there. I wouldn't put my hopes there. I would search, honestly, elsewhere right now at this point.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing too, guys. I mean, it is a seller's market, which basically the translation in the seller's market, as I put up in my realtor translation book, there are no deals really out there. You know what I mean? There's no like, oh my God, let me see which one do I want. Do I want this one? Yeah. Do I want that one? Maybe I can get it for like $30,000 less. Maybe I can do this. There's just no deals. The definition of a seller's market means the seller has the ball. It's their court, their rules, and that's kind of how it is right now. So like I said, like I talk to my clients all the time, and you know, like I just, Sam and I both actually just bought houses. And we both know the fact that like getting a deal in this market means that we actually got our offer accepted in the door. I do think that we're all going to feel a little bit like we took it right there, you know, punched. Because if you look at the prices 2 years ago, you're going to be like, oh my God, what am I paying for? This is just out of control. But I mean, this a lot of people are saying this could be where we're at right now. And if not, we could have a little bit more of a push as far as price point goes. I can tell you straight up, if I'm someone in the Bay Area who's moving to Sacramento, which a lot of people are, brand new 3,000 square foot house for under $1 million. That's definitely something that's hugely appealing.
Exactly. No, exactly.
I'm in. So I would say if our market was Sacramento buying into Sacramento and that was all our market was, I don't think we would be that hot of a market right now. Like, but because a lot of the people who are going into new homes are people from coming in from other areas, you know, it's just very attractive still for people. So people are always looking at Sacramento with Sacramento eyes, right? You're looking at it and going like, ah, there's no way that house was worth 500. Now it's worth 650. There's no way. I'm not paying for that. But I guarantee you there's someone in San Jose who just sold their like $1.4 million, 1,100 square foot condo who's saying, what? That's it? Okay, can I get two of those, please? And I'm moving up my three other friends up too and jumping in.
Right.
And that's where a lot of people in Sacramento kind of like there's a big disconnect as far as this goes. You think you're competing against people in like Sacramento. And the truth of the matter is there's so many people that can work from home now, people who have kind of have friends that have moved into the Sacramento area. Those are the people who are looking at it, and they're not looking at it through Sacramento eyes. They're looking at it through eyes from like other areas. Like, you know, hey, I just sold my, like I said, townhouse, 1400 square feet. I'm actually listing a house in San Jose. We're going to get over 2 million for that house. And it's a gorgeous house. Don't get me wrong, and everything too. But the square footage compared to what my friend and my client is getting here, it's just crazy. So
right. I would say it's a win-win for them, really. I know some of them kind of look negatively on Sacramento or maybe have had that pretense about it. But once, you know, I've had multiple clients move from San Jose or in Bay Area. And once they get here and I show them the different communities, they're like, oh, wow, we didn't know that the quality of life is that good here, really, you know?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, like, you know, this is one of the things that I had talked to a lot of people about Sacramento. You know, they come to Sacramento, right? Most cities focus in on downtown, right? Like New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles. Sacramento's downtown is developing. It's still growing. I mean, it's definitely not a representation of Sacramento of what it is. Sacramento is definitely Sacramento wears a lot of different hats. You got the golf course communities in Serrano and in Cadavadera. Morgan Creek. You have like the Midtown area where you have a thriving, you know, foodie kind of scene, all that stuff. You have areas like East Sacramento, Land Park that have more like the basement houses, but really, really cute tree-lined streets and everything too. You have areas like Laguna with man-made lakes. I mean, there's so many niche areas in Sacramento that what I've heard from people is, oh, you know what? I didn't know Sacramento was like this. I visited Sacramento. I went downtown. I wasn't really impressed. And that was it. I'm done. And then it's like, well, come with me to Serrano and let me drive you down Greenview.
I don't even go to downtown.
No, come down Greenview. And then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, okay, I didn't see this. Let's go to Whitney Ranch. You know, let's go to Granite Bay to Los Lagos. Yeah, this exists in Sacramento. And then all of a sudden it's like, ooh, okay, this is Sacramento. I'm like, yeah, this is Sacramento. You know, you might have been seeing other versions of it, but this is Sacramento 2.0 right now. And
yeah,
honestly, have you ever had anyone come out here who said to you, like, after you take a tour of some nice area, they're like, no way, man, I'm not moving here. Never, ever. It has never happened to me. It's like, yeah, they cannot wait to come up here. It's funny, but I mean, it's completely true.
Yeah. Speaking of Serrano, I just had a friend who became a golf instructor there. So she got a job. So she's going to be moving in. We're getting her house in Serrano. So it'll be good, you know, work and play in the same area. Why not? One of the most beautiful places in Sacramento.
Well, also, okay, segueing a little bit too, Black Pines is going to be opening up a brand new community in a lot of areas. West Sacramento, Black Pines is opening up a community over there. They're going to be opening up one Estate Homes in Loomis that I'm getting some details on myself too up there. So we're going to see a lot of new home communities in Sacramento. Now, one of the beautiful parts about Sacramento too is the fact that we have land to build homes, right? In a situation like this, a lot of places throughout the country, they don't have the land to actually build homes, right? Like San Francisco, the Bay Area, it's like what they have is what they have, call it a day. In Sacramento, we can build. I mean, as you've seen, Elk Grove, Natomas, wherever, we can basically build it. So you're going to see a bunch of new communities developing. I mean, am I wrong? Is it like every single week you hear about a new community being built somewhere?
Yeah, it's actually getting hard to keep up, to be honest, because sometimes I'll even have someone ask me about a community. I'm like, oh, shoot, they just started building and they're doing it fast. I mean, so there's a lot of opportunity here, I think, with that. And so when people tell me their price range, whatever it is, if it's a million and up or in that, you know, 600,000 or whatever it is, there's options for everybody at this point. You know, it's just a matter of kind of deciding where you want to land and go all in.
Well, okay, let me ask you something. Okay, like talking about Serrano, you got some key builders building in Serrano. You got TriPoint, who's building, not in Serrano, but El Dorado Hills, okay, Bassa Lake area.
They still call it Serrano, though.
I know. Only TriPoint is building in Serrano.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? They call it still Serrano, but it's like the southern part, which I like, because if it has Serrano in there, boom, ding, 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 the value is there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, here's the thing, though. It's like myself, right? My mother's friend's brother is Spanish from Spain. So I'm from Spain, man. This is my lineage. So, yeah.
I know.
Totally the same thing. But, yeah, so TriPoint's building there. But it's still a great deal. I mean, what are you thinking? Under $1 million for something that actually even, you know?
Oh, check out my YouTube channel. I have the model tour there. It backs up to Bass Lake. Super nice little private lake. There's like hiking trails and stuff around there, but these homes are starting in the low 700s basically. So 730, 750 and on up, you can get a home there.
Really?
And it's a gated community. Yeah.
Who says that work? Look at that video. What do you think, Sam? You're like, man, I got to get the phone on there. There you go. Plan one. So this is Serrano, and I'm doing the best I can with this thing. But for the most part, so this is Serrano. Well, maybe here, hold on. I'm going to try to futz with it a little bit. Nah, it's not letting me do it. All right. So this is the best we're going to get. So these are beautiful homes. This is Serrano. And what were we talking about price points?
So for TriPoint?
Yeah.
I would say 730, 750 is your kind of start. They're still kind of in the beginning stages over there. So you're only seeing really maybe one or two streets kind of starting to be built. But the nice part is there's a few homes there that back up to like an open space and have a view of Bass Lake. So on the second floor, you can see Bass Lake. It's pretty nice. I mean, the backyards, it's not much. They're smaller yards. But the homes are really nice. The interior's immaculate. I was actually really enjoying the design they did there. And the pricing is, I mean, amazing. For El Dorado Hills, being in the mid 700s with upgrades, you could be pushing 800 more or less, and you have a stellar home.
Okay, now here's how my channel gives the love to other YouTubers in Sacramento. I'm actually going to showcase Sam's phone number here, or try to.
Right, personal cell phone and
916-581-2044. So if you're looking for TriPoint in Serrano, it's good. Okay, so I have a question for you, and this is something kind of interesting. What do you think of a Lennar over $1 million?
In El Dorado Hills.
What do you think? Like, I looked at those Lennar homes, and, like, you know.
I had a client pass on them.
Yeah.
And first they walked it. They loved it because of the size and the location.
Yeah. Right?
I do like the location. I wish another builder bought it.
Location but is money. Yeah.
When you start feeling the materials and really walking through for $1 million+, you know, really the reality is you're starting 1.1, 1.2 million there. And so once you start looking at the materials, I don't know, it didn't have the same feel. It felt like they were just busting them out there and being quick and just building out houses again.
Yeah, that's kind of the things that I've been feeling too. Like, checked out Lennar over in Roseville, and the materials just didn't feel like a Taylor Morrison or anything like this. It just didn't feel it, right? Now, I do think, though, the build quality, because Blackstone over in El Dorado Hills was a Lennar community. And I do think that those houses were a little bit better, were way better built than the ones that Lennar is coming out with now, in my opinion. Like, yeah. a lot more custom features in those homes and everything too. Whereas these new ones, they're a little boxy in Blackstone now and again here and there. But I do think that, like, I was expecting, because, like, for me, prior to me pulling the trigger in Gold River, I did go check out those Lennar homes. I was like, Bass Lake, great for you. I'm like, this is pretty amazing. I walked into those homes. It just didn't impress me to the level of me paying like $1.2 million for a home up there. You know what I mean? Like, right. It just didn't work for me. I was like thinking to myself, I'm like, you know, if I had this, I would probably have to gut it. And then all of a sudden I started thinking of the after stuff that I would do afterwards, right? I'd say, okay, I want to put in better backsplash display or lighting features. Doors would have to be thicker, higher door frames, all this kind of stuff. And I'm starting to think about it. And then I'm like, man, I don't even know if this would end up being what it is. And it's not like anything against the Lennar home. I love Lennar homes. I think the value on them is great. Customer service. But I think it's a great value. I think Lennar builds a good home. But I just think that lately, there's just something missing, in my opinion. And that's just my own two cents on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's... And again, it's not to down talk or anything, but they have so many communities going. It's like, how do you keep up with quality control at this point? You know,
yeah.
If you go with another builder, like, what is it? Black Pine. That's a local builder based out of Loomis, I believe, is the actual builder for that community. And they're only doing a few at a time, right? A lot more attention to detail there. A little bit more character, I guess, to the homes. A little bit different, you know? So... You see the differences when you enter these homes, basically.
Well, that's the thing. You don't really even have to talk down to any of the builders or whatever. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel the home. You're going to feel the quality. And if you don't, here are things to look for, right? Number one is floorboards. Number two is size of the granite in the kitchen, the soft close of the doors, high ceilings, high doors. You know, there's going to be little details.
Cabinets.
Like, cabinets.
Open the door and feel it.
Yeah. Knock on the walls and see how many 2x4s are in there too. You're going to feel it. It's not. And anyone that I've ever said that to kind of looks at me and goes like, all right, Mark, you're losing your mind. But they walk in there and they're like, oh my God, I felt the difference between these builders. I'm like, you just do. I mean, it's not like I'm like saying something or you're saying something that is going to like, we're talking down. It's just like, you can definitely tell. Now at times, it might make sense because, of course, in real estate, the rule is location, location, location. But at the same time, if you're paying over $1 million in the Sacramento area, whether it's El Dorado or where whatnot, that relates to maybe $3 to $4 million in the Bay Area. So understand that it's still a whole lot of money here.
Yeah.
All right. Jeremy, totally agree with you guys. Not a big fan of Lennar, build quality in Roseville. Yes. Jeremy McNeil, also, he's got a great YouTube channel as well. Jeremy, I saw some videos. I'm liking your stuff, man. I love that last $1 million home you did up in Folsom. Really, really great video. I went to the Roseville one, to Lennar too, and I felt the same way. The other thing too is, oh my God, for some reason, Lennar likes to have those like sound walls, you know, really close to the back. And I was like, I saw a house and I was like, well, you know, it'll be ready in a month. It's a brand new house, 2,500 square feet. Let me go take a look at it. The house is nice. The build quality was still a little bit like hitting the walls just didn't work for me. And then I looked at the backyard and then the wall was right over it. And the, you know, nothing against the person at Lennar who was trying to sell me the house, but she was like, yeah, you know, don't worry that I'm like, is that going to be like open space? And she's like, no, no, you guys are lucky. You're getting a shopping center right over that wall. I'm like,
walking distance yeah, your backyard.
Call the wife. I'm like, what do you think? She's like, what's going to be built over there? Shopping center. No.
Okay. Yeah.
Kept on going. All right. That's so let's talk a couple, some cons of new homes. I mean, I think it's kind of obvious. I think we kind of maybe talk about this a lot, both on our, both our channels, but what do you think? What are your top three cons?
Ooh. All right.
You want to go first?
I'll say one for sure is Melrose special assessments. That's a big con. I mean, it's extra costs and things like that. But another thing people have to consider is, even though you're buying a home and let's say you go to the resale market and then you still want a newer home, 3 to 5 years old, you're still most likely going to have some Melrose there. Yeah. And most people don't take that into consideration. So that's like kind of a tip and trick you should keep in mind. I would say anything that's been developed within like the last 15, 20 years, you should be cautious or at least check the tax records. And, if you're working with an agent, they can probably figure that out for you as well. So that's number one, Melrose special assessment taxes, especially if they're on the higher end. There are a few communities that have substantially lower ones. So you got to keep an eye out for those. And of course, if you reach out to Mark, he probably knows about those as well.
Hold on, Sam. Survey says, ding, 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 ding. Number one, Melrose. Good job, Sam. All right, give me two more. Two more.
Cons. Another con. I would say it's actually what we talked about at the beginning, the wait time. Especially right now with the rates fluctuating, potentially, you know, going higher. That timing and that uneasiness of like, oh shoot, what are they going to be at in 4, 5, 6 months? That could be very uneasy for some people. So, that's probably a con, I would say, in this time in the market. Okay. Now, that's not to say if you're working with Mark or somebody like me, that's always up to date with the reps and the builders, we know when there's quick and move-in ready homes. So if you've found out a community that you really like, you know, your top 2-3 communities, we always stay, follow up with those people and then find out, hey, someone just canceled their contract. We can take that over, get you in a new home and get you moved in much faster than the typical person just going in and signing into these new builds. So that's also a huge value when you're working with someone like Mark who knows new builds in the Sacramento area. It's going to put you a step ahead, because if you contact any other random realtor in Sacramento, they don't know new builds. I have other realtors calling me to figure out where the new builds are.
I'm totally same thing, you know, or I even have some realtors who try to pretend to be clients looking for them. And they'll like call me up and be, do you have a price sheet? And I'm like, who's this? Yeah, it's funny. People don't really like to do the research, don't like to connect. I mean, like, it's funny though. I mean, how many times I'll run into Sam at new builds too. Be, hey, what's up? Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. Good to see you, pal.
All right, so that's two. What do you got for number three?
Ooh, this one's hard. I think it depends where you buy the new build. So one thing right now, especially like West Roseville, a lot of people are buying on the outskirts of town. So once you start, like we talked about D.R. Horton Express and the master plan called Winding Creek, that's already kind of like pushing the outer limit of town. Yes, it's still connected to other new builds, but where it stands right now, it's going to take a while for more infrastructure to move in there, shopping centers, things like that. I know there's a Raley's being built a few minutes away. That's great. But it's still kind of on the outskirts of town that you might have to wait a few years for things to really build in, shopping centers, more new schools, et cetera. So there might be a little bit more commuting involved in day-to-day life. So that would be one thing I would consider.
All right. Good three. Good three. I'll hit you with
mine. What are your three?
Number one, lot size. One of the things too, I mean, a lot of people from the Bay Area don't really realize the fact that summer in Sacramento is hot. It's even hot right now. Even right now,
oh,
as we speak.
Today was crazy. It was like in the 80s already.
Oh, yeah, completely. And for me, like, One of the thing is, I was on the fence between going with a new home and going with a pre-owned home or a resale home. And I was thinking about which one was going to pop up. And I shot over to Anatolia Woodside. I looked at one of their big ones. I was looking at Cressley over there as well. Then I was switching gears, going up to Lennar here, Taylor Morrison there, and everything too. The thing for me that really kind of pushed me in the resale one is I like the fact that, number one, that I got a bigger lot. Like, I got a house that has a big backyard one way, and I got two side yards. I got no neighbors anywhere near me. I can, as my contractor said, he's like, oh, I can do whatever I want to in your pool. We won't go to the R-rated version of the video, but he's like, oh, yeah. And I was like, yeah, this is awesome. I got
this
my privacy.
Live.
Exactly. He's Italian, good guy. So yeah, so he's like, oh, I can do whatever. I was like, all right, cool. So I got my privacy, so I can just hang out with my family. I got no nosy neighbors. I can barbecue. We can play music outside, have family over. We got enough space that, you know, no one's going to complain. I mean, we're not going to have Rage Against the Machine playing for the weekend, but at the same time, like, it's a good size yard that we can plant. Like, I have, like, on one side, I got my organic garden where I got, like, tomatoes, basil.
Oh, yeah, totally.
In my front yard, I got my pool, my spa, my whole, like, area, sitting down area, barbecue area. And then on the other side of my yard, I got a nice patch of grass for my puppy and for my daughter to go play soccer. So that really meant a lot for me. And the other thing too is, remember, when you get a new home, all that landscaping, even if you got a big yard, that doesn't come with a home. That's an added cost. And that could be something that you didn't count on. So remember that. You get a big piece of dirt in the backyard that you gotta kind of invest in the landscaping. Now, I'm not saying that's not worth it, because I do think that, you know, great landscaping adds to the house. Okay, so that's number one, lot size. Okay, the other thing too is, like Sam hit on, the weight. Now, they're always, whenever you go to the new homes, it's funny, but they're always going to have, like, you're going to have a thing of saying, like, I want these four things in the house. And they're going to say, we got these two. The other two, not available. It's going to be like, we don't have the floor plan you want, but we have a floor plan that's kind of close to it. Not really on the lot you wanted, but next to the one you wanted. And it's kind of like that. You never really get what you want, I find, for you know, like, and that's the thing that kind of frustrated me.
Sorry,
I was kind of like, you know,
out here.
Huh? You got me?
Audio.
All right. So for me, for the most part, you back? All right.
Come on.
No worries. Number two, like I said, is that because interest is so high on new homes, it's kind of hard to find the floor plan you want, the elevation you want, the lot you want, and, you know, the timeline that works for you. So getting all the pieces in place for the new homes are just a little bit harder than it has been in the future. That's another thing that I'm not a big fan of. That's absolutely something that drives me absolutely crazy. All right, Sam, you back? All right, Sam's trying to figure out technical difficulties. Oh, yeah, no worries. You back? All right, so number two for me is basically, all right, he's gone for the day. Okay, so number one, like I said, is lot size. I love resale homes because of lot size. I love the idea of being able to, maybe you don't buy a house with a pool, but you can eventually have a house with a pool. You have a nice privacy. And at the end of the day, that's kind of why a lot of people come to Sacramento, because we kind of want to have that kind of spacious vibe and kind of have a pool if we want to, all that stuff. So that's number one. Number two for me is always about right now, because there's such demand in the new home space. It's hard for my clients to get exactly the elevation, the lot, the floor plan they want on a timeline that works for them. Number three, I got to say, you know, I'm not a big fan of having to, and this was one of the big things for my wife. She's like, well, you know, if we buy a new home, we're going to have to be in that area. And as it, like, kind of like the construction happens, there's going to be a lot of noise. And she just was not a big fan of the idea that we were going to have to deal with a lot of noise and construction that was going to happen, like, while we were living in our home. And so that was number three, the construction noise and everything too. And that's my number three, but I'll give a part B on that as well. The other thing too is, you really don't know what the area is going to be like, or the community is going to be like. One of the things about our community that we bought into was the fact that it was already a well-established community. We already knew the schools. We already knew, like, we already kind of knew what it was like. And buying into a community that you already know what it's like, it's just, you know, you have your family, there's not a lot of guessing games and everything too. And so that was one of the things that for me was a con on the new homes, because as much as the communities are going to be brand new, schools are going to be brand new, all that kind of stuff, there still was that kind of guessing game of what are the neighbors going to be like? What's the vibe going to be like in that community? And as you know, in Sacramento, every community is different. Every community has a different vibe. And so we didn't want to gamble that. And so that's kind of why we went with a resale home. So those are my top three. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I totally agree. Sorry, I had a little difficulty there again. Today's not my day for going live. But we'll make it work. So, no, I agree with you on that, especially the one with the lot size, because that's super important to people right now. Even people with like bigger dogs want to throw in a pool in the back. I mean, having a bigger yard is night and day different, you know, versus like a patio style backyard. But again, I do have some clients that specifically want that patio style yard, something smaller, because they just want minimal maintenance. And if they wanted a pool, they sign up for Villa Sport or Lifetime Fitness and hang out at the pool.
Oh, yeah. And here's the thing also, a preface for like what I was saying as well too, is the fact that if I would have found like, let's say a Taylor Morrison home, you know, that was maybe close to where I wanted to be at, with the right bedrooms and bathrooms, and gave me a little bit of a lot size, you know, like maybe to get in the Chloe or the Steaks or something, I could have pulled the trigger on a new home as well. So I'm not saying like one direction is the right way to go to the other way. For me, it was just a little bit about what I found first. I went down both those paths. I kind of said to myself, if I'm going resale, this is what I want in a resale home. If I'm going new, this is what I'm going to look for in a new home. And it was just the resale came along a little bit quicker than the new did. And I always encourage people too. Like, here's the thing. A lot of people are so, you know, into that mindset that they want a new home. Or a lot of people are like, I want a resale home. And I always say to them, you know, look, here's the thing. Inventory is super low right now too. And I get the fact that some people are diehard new home fans, some people resale. But I always tell the new home people, look for the homes that are actually like maybe 3 years old, already have the landscaping done. I guarantee you that a majority of the people probably kept their homes in pristine condition because they were brand new. You guys know what I mean. Like, a person buys a new car and for at least like the first 2 or 3 years, it's immaculate. You know, it's wiped down perfect and everything too. Also, mellow roofs are probably a little bit more mellow because mellow roofs has kind of gone a little bit crazy these last few years. But there is a little bit of a gap between getting maybe a house that's like 1 or 2, 3 years old. The other thing too is settling cracks. You're going to know how the house is settling, because if you get a new home, understand that there could be settling cracks and all this kind of stuff. And you kind of know the community. So for new home people, I'd say like, don't rule out resale. Look for something that's maybe 3 to 5 years old, something that's in really nice condition, maybe stuff that like maybe they put in a pool after the fact. You know, you don't know. And for the people who are looking for the resale home and want resale, want the yard, look at builders like Kahav Nanian. Look for builders that specialize in houses with big, big size lots. There are those builders that are out there that might work for you. So don't just limit your choices and say, I'm going resale, I'm going new. Have your cake and eat it too. What do you think of that?
Come on.
Why not?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that that's a good point that you made, is not being too focused on one thing, because I think this market requires flexibility. You know, if you're too rigid on your choices and whatnot, you're not going to win, honestly, and you end up just getting frustrated. So being a little bit flexible with your options, that's why I always say, like, told a lady today that contacted me from the Bay Area. She wants to buy a new build. I'm like, hey, give me your top 3 to 5. And if we can land your top 3 to 5, we're gonna stay on them. We're going to stay on top of the builders, on top of the reps, make sure that we're getting up-to-date info with quick move-ins or something that just, you know, jumps out. And that's how you win. And if you're going to be flexible and say, hey, you know what, that's actually the plan that we wanted. You know, maybe it's not on the specific, you know, 1, 2, 3rd lot or whatever, but it works. The backyard's fine, this and that. And we could still choose our upgrades. It's like, why not? You know, lock in that rate like we talked about, quicker move in. It's already in the process. Why not? You know?
Yeah. So, hey, by the way, guys, please like the video. Really appreciate it. Comment, subscribe, all that kind of fun stuff. And for those audio listeners, I'm now on Spotify as well. Let me see if I can go over to my single screen here. On Spotify. So there'll be a link down below if you guys want to download this and listen to it on your ride home and want to, or maybe ride up to Sacramento if you're someone in the Bay Area and you're saying to yourself, I wonder what the market is like. Okay, so we hit the new home stuff. We went the pros and cons. Let's talk a little bit about the market as you're seeing it right now and as I'm seeing it. What do you think? How's the market changed? Better? Worse? How are you feeling about it?
Well, the market really depends on your situation. Are you buying? Are you selling? Are you investing?
All right.
So it all depends, I think, on perspective too, right? I have clients call me and they say, I want to invest in Sacramento. I'm like, okay, well, what's your goal with investing? Are you looking to cash flow? Like that golden thumb made out of money right there.
There we go.
Are you looking at cash flow? Are you looking for long-term growth, just somewhere to park your money? You know, inflation is high right now. And I think that's a very reasonable cost to park it in real estate, one of the most safe assets, right? And we've been appreciating like crazy. Or is it just to, you know, put another property in your portfolio and you're kind of just, you know, really just hanging on to it and maybe you want to live in it, maybe you want to rent it out, kind of back and forth. So it's not always clear. You kind of just have to chat with the person and see what's their actual situation like. But I would say that it's definitely, as you mentioned, a very hot seller's market for the most part, right? Things are moving fast. I will say, I feel like with the new builds, there's definitely a lot more opportunity. If someone is kind of going more the new build route, there's a lot of communities being built in right now, you know? So it wasn't just a couple here, a couple there. Now it's like everywhere there's new builds that you can choose from. So you're not limited on your choices, basically. And that's why I was saying also be flexible with your options, because if you have a top 3 to 5 communities that you're all in on, there's bound to be a quicker move-in ready home available for you if that's the case that you need. But as far as pricing goes, pricing has gone up dramatically, 19% in the last year on median prices. So that's a huge jump in 1 year, 19% increase on median price. With that, median prices in the Sacramento region as of last month is $595,000. I'll say that again. $595,000 is the median price, which is crazy because the month before was $560,000. So it's a $35,000 jump in a month on median price, which is huge. And I think that has a lot to do, personally, what I'm seeing with my clients is that a lot of people that were on the fence thinking about buying new, we hit the new year and about a month or so into it, rates started climbing up and people are like, shoot, I need to hop off this fence and buy a house already and lock in this low rate. Because we are at historic lows with rates. You know, a lot of people, I've had a few people like complain about the 4%, the 4.5%. I'm like, yeah, but you have to look at a history over time. Being under 5% is still like really, really good right now.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to look at the bigger picture instead of just, you know, focusing on what's been happening the last few years here.
I'd say here's what I'm looking at in the market right now. First of all, inventory. Super low still. Inventory, we're having a little bit more of a pop on the weekends, but nowhere near what we normally have. It's still really, really slow. That's why new homes tend to be what they are right now. They, before COVID, before the low inventory, new homes weren't as popular as they are now. So you can kind of gauge exactly how the inventory is, not only by Zillow, not only by all your realtor telling you how amazing the market's doing, but also by the popularity of new home building. And that's just kind of what one of the gauges I look at. I would say if you're someone looking to sell your home, I still think you can get a premium for your home, but I am seeing people who are selling their homes overprice their homes and they're not getting the offers that they thought they would get. So I think that's a little interesting. I think the higher interest rate has been driving out a little bit of our first time home buyer market. And I think those people are getting hit the most with the higher interest rates. But again, I think Sacramento's market is a lot of our market right now are people from other kind of more expensive markets moving into our area. And I think those interest rates are saying, well, like, you know, I'm putting down $1.5 million in cash that I just made off my home into this home and getting a loan for like $400,000. I'm okay with the rate. This is what I want to do. So I don't know. Interest rates really not really affecting too many people except for the first time home buyers. And you know,
the lower price points.
Lower price points are getting hit
or
by
Or people, you know, and or people shopping their loan limits, right? If you got pre-approved for like your max was like 700, like you shouldn't be shopping at 700.
No.
I tell people always like get yourself in a more comfortable range. Yes, get the home that your family needs, but at the end of the day, don't overbuy. You know, it's like just because you have a credit limit of 10 grand doesn't mean you should fill it up to 10 grand.
No, 100%. You know? The other thing too is like, also if you're like a 3% buyer, 5% buyer, you know, this market is going to be very, very difficult for you because we're still seeing appraisals being waived and it's a super competitive market. Don't you think?
Yes, no, absolutely. Resale market, it's still very doable. I mean, I'm helping first time homebuyers all the time. It's still very doable, but you kind of have to, if you're going to be going resale used home, you kind of have to be consistent. And that's what I tell people too, especially if you're in shopping anything really under 700,000, under 600,000, especially it's quick pace, expect a multiple offer situation. Most likely someone, if it's a nice move-in ready home, someone's going to probably waive their appraisal. So you kind of have to get ready for that as well. If all the cash that you have is basically just for your down payment and closing costs, I would highly recommend to start doing a separate saving, you know, because there are more costs to buying a home besides just your typical closing costs and your down payment. You know, if you're going to pay that appraisal gap, that's an option. And also moving into the home is actually a lot more expensive than people think. With furniture, as you know, Mark, we're both buying new furniture right now. It's not fun, you know? And so there are extra costs associated with it. And so I would just start saving more money. We're also considered the new build market because new builds really don't have that appraisal issue. And that's why a lot of people are really interested in new builds is because the appraisals almost always come in at value. We don't have that issue.
Yeah. Well, the other thing too is I think working with a seasoned realtor, not only just because, you know, we've done it a lot more, but for the most part, because you really need to know pricing. And that's what I'm noticing as being the key to people winning and losing in this market is a realtor is being able to assess a property quick and say it's overpriced, it's superly aggressively priced, it's where it should be, and giving their client a good expectation of what they're going to be seeing when it comes to offer time. Because here's the thing, like, let's say you're pre-approved to like $800,000 and you're looking at something for $799,000. You need to know if it's overpriced, if it's aggressively priced, and it's going to blow up to $830,000, $840,000. So you kind of need to know exactly what a good assessment of the house and what person thinks that it's going to do.
Yeah.
Go for it.
And it's weird to say, but you know, if you've been in real estate for a while now, you kind of have an inkling too. When you walk into a house, you get the feel and it's listed at whatever, 800,000. You kind of already know based on the neighborhood. I'm like, I could see this going 50,000, or if it goes crazy, maybe 75,000. And you start giving your clients a gauge of like, are you ready for this, basically? And I don't know how to explain it, but doing this long enough, you kind of already know the proportions that homes are going over. And it's also based on research. You know, I call the other homes that have sold around there and I'm like, what kind of offers were you getting? How crazy were they going over? I want to get a gauge here of what kind of buyers we have playing in this local market right here.
Oh yeah.
Right.
And if you're going after anything that has a 99 against it, and your realtor is telling
just
you it's
go
priced high. They're not a good realtor. Yeah, that's the oldest. We're going to list it, $899. Expect that thing to go to $925, $35, $45 or something crazy like that. I mean, that's just the way the market is right now. Pricing's super important and you got to know because also, you know, even myself, I hate, like if I have a client who's like saying my max is $800 and I see, and they send me something for $799, I'm like, okay, we can see it,
cautious.
but understand that this thing's probably going to go, they listed $799 on purpose to get underneath the searches and it's going to go up higher. So just be very, very, very careful.
Right.
All right, here we go.
Right.
Rangu. Okay. Any recommendations for third party inspectors in the Roseville area? For me, I always use Pillar to Post. Now, here's why I like them. They do drone inspections with the roof. They do 3D Matterport, so you have all the dimensions for the furniture. They do air purification. They do moisture scans. They do pool inspections. And they also have connections with various pest inspectors, too, that are really, really good. They're not affiliated, but at the same time, it works really, really well. So I use Pillar to Post just because they've always done fantastic work for me. How about you, Sam? Who do you use?
One of my main go-tos is Marathon Home Services. It's a local company, just a few inspectors, but the owner is an actual contractor that's been around for like 30 plus years. His name's ironically Mark, and some reason I get along with Mark's, but Yeah, he's stellar. I mean, he comes at it like a contractor. He can tell you pricing of what it's going to cost to fix certain items. And honestly, the customer service with clients, because, you know, when you're buying a first home, you're like really worried about inspections.
Yep.
When you're doing it day to day, it's like, dry rot, some termites, everything totally. Is fixable, you know? But when it's your first home, it's like, oh my God, you know, why is this in red? It needs to be fixed now.
Oh yeah.
That's not always the case. So I like that he has both approaches depending on the client, and they do a stellar job. We've even had them do some major repairs on homes before. So pretty solid choice.
Okay, guys. Well, we're going to wrap it up. Sam, thank you for kind of coming on, you know, kind of.
I know. My apologies, guys. Today, for some reason, it was not connecting well.
Sam's like, I'm bringing down Mark's YouTube channel today, whether he likes it or not.
That's it. I'm getting hackers. I'm hiring them.
Hey, so, okay, Sam, any parting words for people who are looking for new homes, pros and cons, any words of encouragement, wisdom, or whatnot before you say adios with me?
I would say if you're a buyer in this market, that this is what I honestly tell my friends and clients that are in the market. I have friends that, you know, they might be shopping with their mom that's a part-time realtor or something, and I still give them advice because I love them, you know, and I want them to win in this market. So what I say is consistency is key. The people who are consistently putting their foot forward and shopping are the ones that are winning and actually getting the homes that they want. The other clients that I have that are more of, they're in a comfortable spot. They're kind of taking their time and maybe seeing a home here and there and, you know, just kind of going back and forth. They're not really winning because even now, maybe they've been shopping for a few months, their rate is at a whole nother percent, you know, and that is actually hitting them in the gut because they were getting pricing for this $700,000 home at whatever, 3%. And now it's like they're in the 4%, which is going to change their monthly payment. So I would say consistency is key. If you're in, just make that decision and just be consistent and looking, going out with your realtor, calling Mark, driving him crazy, making sure that he's driving his Jaguar out there to
God, man.
Take you to all the nice homes.
Oh man. It's a crazy market, guys. And for my final parting words, I'll just say, like, things can change like that. What I mean, you could get beat up a few times in the market. You might not get an offer accepted and all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden things change. You get your offer accepted, you get your house, you forget about all the bad times that you went through during the market, and you end up with the house that you were so grateful that you didn't get the other ones. This is what this market is. It's brutal. It's not for the faint of heart. It's something that's going to really test you to the point of saying to yourself, man, I don't even know if I want a house. Home ownership is awesome. Stick to your guns, stick to what you want. And when you find what you want, grab it. That would be my 2 cents. What do you think, Sam? Pretty good?
I like that. I like that. That was a good finisher right there.
Now, here's the thing, too. One thing that I want to note before we sign off. Sam just closed a deal on his house. I closed a deal on my house. So we're not two random realtors on YouTube blabbing about, like, statistics this.
Yeah.
We're telling you right now what the market is like. We're telling you it is definitely doable. You know, we're kind of proof in the pudding, not just because we do real estate for a living, but because we get what you guys are going through. And whether you're a realtor, whether you're a mortgage professional, whether you're whoever, the market is brutal. It was for us. I'm sure it's for you guys. We're all in this together, guys. And feel free to reach out to Sam. He's an awesome realtor. You guys know where to find me every Wednesdays and every Mondays at 3:30 or 5:30. Oh my God, I'm losing my mind. It's literally, I'm just driving myself crazy right now. But I will tell you something. I appreciate every one of you guys who tune in all these days, you know, listening to what we're talking about, the market. It really does mean a lot. I appreciate everything that you guys bring to the table. Every little thing that kind of happens with our transactions or my lives or anything too. I want to tell you something. There's some days where I'm so tired. There's some days that, you know, it can be a little overwhelming to do two lives every single week, but you guys give me the energy to do it. And I appreciate you guys letting me in for a couple hours every single week to talk real estate. And it makes it really, really fun. And now I'm off my soapbox with my nice little ending that I always end with. If you don't stand for something, you most definitely will fall for anything. Till next time, guys.
Guess what, guys? Video just ended. But don't worry, we have more videos just like that one right over there. And if you missed that red subscribe button during the course of the video, we got you covered right there. Hit that subscribe button. We promise to bring you some amazing content. We won't let you down. Now, if you're looking for a team in the Sacramento metro area to work with, we'd love to talk to you one-on-one. We always include a Zoom link down below. So book a time where we can talk to you a little one-on-one, find out exactly what your real estate